the third, are there guys you're particularly interested in seeing in the game on Thursday night?
You know, this first game, we let everybody play. We're going to get everybody in the ball game, and we want to get everybody on film and make a good evaluation of all our players.
Are there guys you're particularly interested in seeing against outside competition?
You know, anytime, I'll tell you this, because I've been there as a player, and, you know, number one, you're competing against somebody else. You want to see the effort. You want to see the hustle. You know, we don't go into this thing with big game plans and all that. We just want to see our guys execute our offense, depending on who, you know, it doesn't matter who's out on the field.
I'm going to ask you about Fulton. I mean, you're a sixth-round pick. You're an interesting right guard. What have you seen in him that gives you confidence that he could do it?
Well, number one, when he came in here, he was eager and he was ready to go. I think, you know, anytime a young player like that with his, athleticism, his knowledge of the game, he's a smart kid, he's sharp, he's a humble kid, speaks volumes for Zach, and given the opportunity now going forward, you know, we'll see how it ends up.
My follow to that is he's been getting a bunch of work at center, a little yesterday and then a lot today with Krishnat being here. I know he rolled some back in the shot, but what do you like about him at center? What decided to make him do that?
Yeah, you know, even at Tennessee, he's had some snaps, you know, in practice situations at center, and we're always looking for those those guys up front that can play guard, center, tackle, the swing type guys. And the more guys you get exposed to different positions, it's just going to help your football team and give you depth.
Yeah, can you talk about the art of calling plays in the preseason? You're trying to call stuff that helps you see what your guys can do, but at the same time, you don't want to give anything away. So why do you strike that balance?
You know, the bottom line in any preseason game, and really this first one, is you want to keep it simple. You want to let the guys play fast and execute. You know, and we've thrown a lot at them in these first 2 weeks of camp, and now we can kind of cut it down and streamline it, so to speak, to give them an opportunity to play fast.
Where's Harris at right now, Demetrius Harris?
Demetrius is in the mix. I mean, it's a good competition at tight end. He's doing an excellent job, being able to come out here. And, again, the volume of information, handling that. He's done a nice job in our 9-on-7s and more of the physical part of practice and looking for good things throughout the preseason.
Speaking of tight ends, how nice is it to have the song miss him being full strength?
Yeah, it's great to have all your guys at full strength, but particularly that position, as you know, from last year, and the guys that stepped in did a nice job for us and filled in very well, and it's good to have him out here healthy and getting that timing and recognition with Alex.
He looks like he's moving pretty good
today. Yeah, he's moving real good. He came into camp in shape. He was ready to go, and looking forward to a good preseason. A
couple more guys.
Doug, did you guys change the practice plan at all because you had to go indoors today?
No. This was going to be our style today.
Anything else?
Doug,
last one. I'm sorry.
Doug, when you're talking about the quarterback accuracy, when you're evaluating that, is an accurate pass one that's caught and an inaccurate one that's not?
No, not at all. An accurate pass can be anywhere on the framework, depending on the route. It could be a low ball, it could be a high ball. We determine that based on where it is on the framework of the body. If the receiver has to extend his arms too far, you know, if it's well over a yard outside his body, then that's an inaccurate pass. But the quarterbacks, I think, they understand that. We know that, especially like today with a red zone situation where, you know, things are going to be a little bit tighter and they got to keep the ball more on the framework.
As much as you guys throw the backs, is the perfect accurate pass the one that leads the guy into the field or into the...
Yeah, and it depends on the route called, but yeah, you know, we preach to our quarterbacks, you know, we talk about landmarks and whether it be 1 foot, whether it be 2 feet, whether it be on the chest, back hip. So we teach those things and based on what the quarterback sees and based on what the defense is presenting us determines the type of throw.
Last one, Chief.
If the son of a touchdown there, Sorensen punctuated with a spike, this veteran dude, man, celebrating in a training camp. Have you seen that?
Yeah, Fasano's great. He's an excitable guy. He loves to compete, and anytime he can make a play and do things right, you love to see it from your guys. And they're out here having fun, but they're working at the same time.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks, Coach.